You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today we're talking to John Casey, co-founder and CEO of Nutritional Therapeutics, makers of NT Factor, a product that I recommend to patients and I take personally. And I think it is actually unique. And John, is NT Factor something, sometimes, you know, we're talking about something that's kind of generic, you know, that, okay, you know, there's NT Factor made by Nutritional Therapeutics, but there's NT Factor made by, you know, a whole variety of companies. Pretty much NT Factor is proprietary to Nutritional Therapeutics, or am I mistaken?
It is. It's a blend of a special blend that we learned over the years. And it's patented, so it is. It's peculiar to NT Nutritional Therapeutics.
Okay.
And owned by, you know, patents are owned by Nutritional Therapeutics.
Okay, so I have a question. You know, devil's advocate. You know, a lot of people say, okay, yeah, I understand this membrane fluidity thing. You know, I've heard about it, and so I make sure that my membranes are well lubricated. I take a lot of omega-3s, or I take krill oil. I'm putting, you know, all these beneficial essential fatty acids into my cell membranes, and doesn't that suffice? Why do I have to take something else on top of that?
You know, the oils that you mentioned, the active nutritional oils, fatty acids inside of them are DPA, DHA, EPA, and these are very long chain fatty acids. Cell membranes preferentially use long chain fatty acids in the category of 18 carbon length fatty acids. And so what we've done is we've made a blend that is meant to match the cell and membranes in general, because depending upon the cell line, hepatocytes, pulmonary cells, they're all going to be slightly different in the proteins and carbs that they use, and the purposes that they serve for that particular organ. So we provide a blend, and we design it so that it's not really digested. It's protected from digestion in the stomach, small intestine, and delivered in mass action to the bloodstream to cross over the intestinal tract. And we do that. And so the eicosapentaenoic acid, which is the EPA in fish oil, that has a carbon chain of 20 carbons. And that's considered in the very long chain, in the very long chain fatty acid category. And those are not able to be shortened by the human body because it just lacks the enzymes to do this. It's not able to be shortened to the 18 length chains that are necessary. And the same with DHA. DHA is a 22 length chain. And the other thing characteristic about them is that they have a lot of double bonds. And where the 18 chain fatty acids have either one bond, which is like olive oil, oleic acid. They have two double bonds, which is like linoleic acid, which is an essential fatty acid, meaning you have to get it from the diet. Or they have linolenic acid, which is an omega, which has three double bonds. And that is also an essential fatty acid that you must get from the diet because it cannot be manufactured in any way by the diet. And these three acids make up, fatty acids make up almost all of the fatty acids that are used by the membranes of the body to for their structure, their fluidity, and so forth. And it's very important that they be the kind of fatty acids that they are. Like for example, there's 60-70% of 18-2. 18 refers to the length of the carbon chain of the fatty acid, and 2 relates to the number of double bonds. And then they'll have another category after that if they're unsaturated, and that'll be the number of double bonds in there, which indicates how unsaturated fatty acid is, or its location of unsaturation.
They're called polyunsaturated, so that there's multiple sites of double bonds.
Right. With the exception of oleic acid, which has just one double bond.
Okay.
But then they say omega-3 or omega-6, omega-9. That's important for this subject because it determines where the double bond is. Because these fatty acids need to be able to kink, in other words, kick their legs out, in order to maintain the right amount of space from one fatty acid to the next. They're like bricks in a wall, but they have, and they look like legs, and they have these kinks where it essentially establishes the spacing of the fatty acids inside this sardine-like, you know, can. And that's very important, and you're not able to do that with other fatty acids. So anybody who's you know, saying that they can do this with omega, you know, with very long chain fatty acids, they're just, it's just a fundamental biological fact. You need the essential fatty acids, and they're all 18 length carbon chains. They can be, you know, have 1, 2, or 3 double bonds, but that's about it. And the other thing about the fish oils, too, is that they have 5 and 6 double bonds. And it kind of gives sense to the expression, fish is like guests. They go bad after 3 days. Mm-hmm.
They become rancid.
They just have a lot of double bonds.
A potential for rancidity. Yeah, yeah, right.
The double bonds, the placement of the double bonds are where free radicals attack the fatty acids. And when free radicals attack them, they oxidize them, meaning that they go bad, they go rancid. Mm-hmm. I don't want in any way disparage any of these oils, fish oils in particular, because they do many very good things, especially anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. But they're not appropriate for membrane replacement mm-hmm. therapy. They're just not. I mean, they don't go into the membrane.
Right.
The membrane doesn't take them up, right. And it doesn't have the... Most chemicals we can, inside of our bodies, we have peroxisomes. They're another organelle inside this cell. And that will, with enough, if you have energy and so forth, that will adjust, you know, the chemicals that come into your body, the fatty acids, and adjust them. But it doesn't have the enzymes to do the essential fatty acids. It cannot make 18-2, 18-3.
So you got to get.
You know,
so
I don't mean to sound get science.
A little bit of, you know, basic molecular biology. It's like I was always under the impression that this fluid membrane was rich in omega 3, and that's why you had to take your omega 3s. But actually, that is a little bit less the case. It's more these phospholipids that you're trying to replicate with NT factor that constitute the integrity of this and the fluidity of the cell membrane, But omega-3s are important because they're precursors to what are called the eicosanoids, and the eicosanoids are mediators of inflammation. So as you say, there's a role for them. It's just not, I think it's maybe oversold as a way of fluidizing and making more efficient the function of the cell membrane, right?
Well, yes, you're correct. But it's not an efficient conversion. So going from an 18-2 to a 22 length molecule fatty acid is very difficult. It's difficult for it to happen inside the body. So people for those benefits are better off taking DHA directly. It's a much more, it's just bypasses the need for that schematic. And I have it right here too, right in front of me. Here we are. Yeah, it's just an inefficient conversion.
Yeah.
So it does do it.
That's why people on a vegan diet or on a junk food diet, they need to supplement, you know, with those things. So coming back to the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas, there's quite a lot of different formulas. So, you know, you mentioned that in the trial in cancer, you used Propax with NT Factor. And I think that was like the original product. Some of the research that Garth Nicholson did used just high-dose NT factor. He started working with some really challenging patients, victims of Gulf War disease, you know, these returning vets from Iraq who had, for all the world, it looked like they had fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, all mixed into one. And he began giving them the lipid replacement therapy with the NT factor. So there are products where you got a multiple and you like your multiple and you take fish oil already, you know, perhaps you just want to take high dose NT factor, which is what I do. I throw some into my shake. I take the powder. I had a patient the other day. She said, "Well, I don't like shakes." So I said, "Well, why don't you try a product called Patented Energy, I believe it's called, which is a lozenge form of NT factor." So you have ways if you really want to amp up your intake of NT factor, you've got some ways to do that. Whether you want to take the one-stop shop Propax with NT factor, or whether you want to take it alone, NT factor is a standalone, right?
Well, I've had reason to alter my nutritional supplies. And also, as the CEO of Nutritional Therapeutics, we were doing, what had happened was Garth started doing clinical trials where he used higher dosages of NT factor than we had used before. And this was with trying to chemically detox veterans. So he was using dosages as high as 6 grams a day, where we usually use, over the years, relatively about a gram a day, 2 grams a day. So he started using these high dosages. So I thought I would try that myself just to feel. I know there's no toxicity. I know that, from knowledge of the ingredients. But I wanted to know how this was for the patients, how they felt, et cetera. So I started doing it myself. And I had... I was at the time suffering from, I had recently had a transplant, a kidney transplant for genetic reasons. And, I was not having a great recovery. I had gotten something called the BK virus, and that was bothering me for about a year and change. And BK virus,
by the way, that comes from immunosuppression, because when you take it, when you have an organ transplant, there's a tendency to reject it. So you take, in effect, you're taking immunosuppressive medication, which can make you more vulnerable to opportunistic infections. So the virus, which is, probably, not a big problem for people with intact immune systems, kind of took advantage of your lowered resistance and took hold of you.
That's exactly what happened. So I also had anemia. It's just a problem I have. I've had it for 10 years. In fact, with the kidney disease, it had gotten a few times where I had to use erythropoietin, which is you could explain the drug probably better than I can.
It amps up your red blood cell production artificially. It's actually used, sometimes in blood doping of athletes because they want to have a higher red blood cell count oxygen carrying capacity. I think it was one of the things that Lance Armstrong got in trouble with.
Well, that was what he was, that's what they nailed him for. At the same time, Garth was doing these trials on chemical detox, and these were war veterans who had been exposed to hydrophobic experiences, and they've had this chemical poisoning, provable chemical poisoning, for 2 decades.
Mm-hmm. And it was about these burn pits. You know, their way of disposing stuff was to use burn pits, but also they were exposed to all these burning oil wells in Iraq. Remember when there was like these plumes of black smoke going up in the side, because Saddam Hussein was retreating from the American invasion forces, and no oil left behind. You know, he just wanted to, it's like a...
Well, that was sort of the thinking. So these hydrophobic, chemicals would, become entrenched in these soldiers' bodies. Mm-hmm. And so he started doing dosages which were up to 6 grams a day is what he said. And now a level teaspoon is 5 grams. And so I started doing slightly under a level teaspoon twice daily, every 12 hours. And I had life-changing results. Hmm. I mean, the first time I took it, it was in the morning. I was just before I drove to the office, which is close by my house. I took the dose, washed down with water. 15 minutes later, I was stopped at a light in this government complex that I have near my house, and I felt this amazing surge. Just cognitive energy. That's the only way I can describe it. Just awareness, and also physical energy.
It wasn't
energy.
Like taking a can of Red Bull or something like that. Some kind of hyper-caffeinated.
No,
high.
a very different kind of energy, and I can explain that. And I'd like to explain that metabolically. But in this situation, I had I felt that experience just sitting in my car at a red light. And that was only 15, 20 minutes after I took this powder. And I started taking it every 12 hours in the morning before I went to work and in the evening when I'm sitting down watching TV. The anemia that I had that was intractable. And, now 3 months after starting this, after doing this every day, my hemoglobin is well into the normal range, and my hematocrit is well into the normal range, and other values as well. But that was just stunning to me that it did that because I did not expect that.
In sum, what you're saying is subjectively you felt better, but hey, you're CEO of the company and you believe in the product, so we could say, that's just a wonderful placebo effect. But on the other hand, there were objective measures of improvement, and we know that anemia is a significant contributor to fatigue, and these numbers seem to resolve. So, we got to say, caveat, results may vary. We're not proposing this as, a panacea for all of man's misfortunes. But, I think anecdotally that that's a very, very impressive result. And I've seen comparable results, in patients who are debilitated, in patients with cancer. And I personally take it, but frankly, I take a cocktail of nutrients, so it gets lost in the clutter of things that I'm taking. All right. So let's get back to specifics, because I think you're talking
one of the
about
things the, that.
Yeah,
one,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's the
one
powder,
of the things that helps. Yeah, the anti-fat lipids powder.
Okay.
One of the things that it resolves is mild, widespread pain. And I didn't finish talking about the research before, but that's another area that we work on.
Good.
But we had a woman, a 58-year-old woman, let me see, a 58-year-old female vet who had been shot in the stomach and in the back, gunshot wounds. She was in chronic, constant pain, gastrointestinal pains, bowel pains. She had a whole bunch of stuff going on with her. I don't have my notes for her. In any event, using the straight powder, she was able to get out of pain on a daily basis. I mean, she was able to move away from the pharmaceutical prescribed pain relief and stay with just the NT factor. And many of her other symptoms were alleviated. I don't have her information right in front of me. I wish I did. But And now, when she, for some reason, she moved back to pharmaceuticals at some point in time. It probably was money. And she was being, you know, provided the drugs by the VA or something to that effect, and all of her symptoms came back.
Wow. So we could possibly, yeah. You know, I'm trying to figure out why, mechanistically, why that might help pain. But, you know, since the nerves are highly active, the neurons, nerve cells have mitochondria, you know, it may be a sign of, you know, malfunctioning nerve cells, you know, that are weak or dying that produce pain, and restoring proper energetics and, you know, you mentioned the electrical conductivity that propagates nerve impulses. Maybe that's what's happening. You know, you'd have to do really
a
deep dive to figure that out.
We are doing a deep dive, and we have a research facility we work with in Montevideo, in South America, Uruguay, right? And it's a well-known lab, you know, down there, very respectable. But we support all of this research, and right now we're doing a good deal of research. One on how is this pain relief happening? It's not knockout drug kind of stuff, and I want anyone to get that sort of idea. Mm-hmm. We're trying to find, you know, we're working to find out exactly how it's working, and when we do, I'll ask Nicholson to come on the air with you and explain that.
He has some new research.
We're also doing a lot of cardiovascular research there as well. Why is this so helpful with cardiovascular problems as well? So we're getting really nice information, but we're doing that in Uruguay.
Okay, I'm on the website for ntfactor.com, which is, by the way, you can shop direct, and I'm looking at your product offerings. So walk us through the different options for patients. You know, you were talking for really high dosing. You can take the lipid powder. How do you use the lipid powder? I put it into a smoothie or in a shake, you know, with like protein powder, and blend it up.
Right.
I guess
right.
You could sprinkle it on it.
My wife does that too.
Yeah.
I just take the spoon, put it in my mouth, and turn it over. You know, I try to keep the spoon dry because, you know, the stuff gets very sticky, and I just put it in my mouth like that, and then wash it down with water.
Okay, so my patient doesn't like smoothies, she doesn't like shakes. So I said, why don't you take the patented energy with NT Factor? That's like in a lozenge form. Is that equivalent in some ways to the NT Factor lipids powder?
Well, that's identical. I mean, it's NT Factor powder in that lozenge. You're limited to a gram and a quarter. So it's 1.25 grams, 1,250 milligrams. And that's all that will fit in a wafer. But it tastes great. It's really nice to take. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people like it.
Okay, so then you've got the multivitamins like Propax with NT Factor, which is the original product, and, you know, several variants on that. You also have, and
so we have the Provites, which is the Propax Gold without the fatty acids, so the omega-3 fatty acids, the fish oils. So they're not in packets. The Propax Gold and the Propax with NT Factor, they're in packets. So you put them in your pocket, take them whenever you want. The Provites is just you know, a bottle of pills. They're the Propax Gold pills, and the advantage of that is it has resveratrol and something else in it that's not in the Propax.
Okay, so one of the other aspects of this, and you forecasted this like 30 years ago when you introduced me to NT Factor, because I've known you for a long time,
and I've
been a user for, you know, 25+ years, NT Factor has the property that it acts as a facilitator for uptake of other key nutrients. And so I think research has demonstrated that that actually is the case.
Yeah, there's a published paper on that. For example, NT Factor will enhance the delivery of coenzyme Q10 more than double. Curcumin, by 200%, and it will increase the absorption, the bioavailability of a lot of your more harder to absorb nutrients. The water soluble, it really works best on the fat soluble molecules.
And that's interesting because a lot of now there's like liposomal. Various forms of these types of things that are hard to absorb, like liposomal curcumin and liposomal boswellan and so on. But that's based on phospholipid bilayer, right? A coating.
Well, they're doing a monolayer.
Okay.
Informing these micelles. That will improve the absorption of these individual molecules, sure.
So, but
fats will inherently improve absorption of other molecules.
Right. So, in effect, and that's why you've teamed NT factor with other nutrients in your product lineup. So, yeah, there's more products than we can enumerate here. You can go to ntfactor.com. You can find the NT factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store.
Well, the ones that are popular. Let me just mention the ones that are popular.
Sure.
Youthful Energy, it's a tablet. Youthful Energy and Advanced Physician Formula, they're both very popular. The wafers are very popular. ProPax and ProPax Gold, individual each, they're both very popular. The Provites are very popular. I encourage the use of the lipids. You know, there's a bias inside of me where, I like the purity. I like people have the freedom to mix and match as they see fit, so I like the powders a lot. And people are best if they call my office 800-982-9158 because they can get specials that won't be advertised, MAP agreements and the sort. So the person who handles that, her name is Laura. And they can get specials, because I am sensitive to the fact that this and everything else is very expensive. And, I wish it could be less expensive, but there's methods, of buying that can save people money.
But yeah, it's a premium ingredient. I think part of the cost is associated with some of the research that supports its legitimacy. So, I think it's going... it's being applied in a really
no. I'm just poorer. I'm just poorer to tell you the truth. But in any event, vitamins are not insurable and that sort of thing. Nobody's going to pay for them for you, so I'm sensitive to it. And for people who have to use it every day, I want to give them as much of a break as I can.
So, finally, is there a use case for this? For athletes, have you explored that? Because there's a whole raft of sports supplements that are designed to support performance and so on. Yeah, anything on that?
Well, I'm going to because of the basic fact that mitochondrial membrane potential, is the rate limiting factor for ATP production. So if you can optimize your membrane potential, the electrical gradient in the inner membrane where energy is produced, if you can optimize that, you're going to optimize your ability to produce energy, ATP, in the form of ATP. So I'm going to, I was thinking of calling it ATP Maximizer.
All right.
How do you like that name?
I like it. And send some samples. I take it personally, not because I have some debilitating disease, thank goodness. But, as I age, I'm taking it as a hedge against aging, and I want to keep my mitochondria efficient. But I also take it, as part of my panoply of supplements that, support athletic performance because I'm trying to eke out a few more years of running, biking, swimming, and, resistance training. And, it gets harder as you get older. Your endurance and strength decline.
It gets harder, but, I love it when I'm playing golf with guys that are north of 90. And I don't see why you won't be that person. I just don't see any reason why you will not be one of those guys.
I'm definitely not going to be one of those guys because I hate golf. But, you know, other than that.
Well, that's true. You do. But the other stuff, you know, I mean, I happen to love golf. I just love the experience of it, love being out in the lawn, so to speak, you know. Anyway.
So good stuff.
There's no reason that you should not be one of those people.
All right. So we can make, you know, the qualified claim that NT Factor will help your golf game and, you know, reduce your handicap. So, okay, there we go. Well, good stuff. Anything else you want to add? And what can we look forward to? Because you say that, you know, it's not yet ready for prime time, but research is underway, and maybe we'll revisit with you or revisit with Garth Nicholson because there's some new stuff cooking.
Well, the material that we have, you know, people are able to see cardiovascular benefits, and they're established in the research. What we're finding is answers to why it does this. And so from there, like fertility is a big area. We do trials on horses. So our ambition is to improve the mitochondrial function, hence the speed of thoroughbreds.
Well, that's where the money is, boy, because when you got like
well,
a multi-million
that might be
dollar,
where the money is, but...
Yeah, because, you know, that, yeah. The owners of those exquisite animals will go to any length to improve performance, you know, unlike right. many humans who, you know, scrimp and, you know, buy ramen noodles for their nutrition. Just one other thing, because I think this might be of interest, and we never talk about it. You actually have a pet line. And what's the rationale for giving this to pets?
It has the same benefit it does to humans, and it makes them more alert, more youthful, more vital. Yes, but make sure the wafers are not given to the pets.
Okay.
So please, it's a powder that we suggest. And in fact, what we make available in the pet line is, no, it's the caking agent is xylitol, and that is harmful to the pets.
Okay, got it. Because you know, it's a sweetener that you know makes things taste good, but it can be harmful to dogs, especially. I think perhaps
yes,
cats.
And for humans, it improves their gums, mm-hmm. you know, dental features, and but for animals, particularly dogs, it's harmful.
Yeah. So, okay. So you actually have specific products. If you go to ntfactor.com or you call 800-982-9158, you, for pet owners, you know, or for horse breeders or whatever, you've got a line that's specifically attuned to the needs of pets. And hey.
Well, the horse stuff is still, we're still doing research.
Okay.
So, you know, we're not talking to the guys yet down in Wellington and so forth. We want the research to pan out on actual thoroughbreds, mm-hmm. and that will make a lot of noise.
Well, you got to go to Saudi Arabia, you know, like the Riyadh or you know some place like that.
Well, I have them in my mind's eye, and if you have any you know contact recommendations, I would really appreciate it because they're so focused on anti-aging as well.
Mm-hmm. They're focused on anti-aging.
We have
they're
the
also
ideal.
Focused on winning, you know, horse races, you know, with their expensive
yes,
thoroughbreds.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
Right.
Well,
right.
Thanks.
Well, anyway, it's been a pleasure talking with you. I always enjoy seeing you.
No, we always generate an interesting conversation, and I think that you know, in addition to touting the product, I think there's a lot of important science to understand here. So, I enjoy the way that you.
Well, I wish I was better at delivering it.
You know? No, you did a good job in explaining some very complex concepts. So good stuff. John Casey, co-founder and CEO of Nutritional Therapeutics, makers of NT Factor. Find them at ntfactor.com. Thanks very much for joining us today. Pleasure.
Thank you as well, Ron. Bye-bye.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have and should seek the assistance of their health care professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.